In wrapping up the day's top business news, we now focus on reports around the Public Enterprises Ministry's possible plans to merge some state-owned entities. Minister Lynn Brown told this to Parliament earlier this week. Founder and CEO at Cannon Asset Management, Dr. Adrian Saville, joins us now for this conversation. Good evening.
Evening. Good to be with you.
What have you made of the merging of some state-owned entities? As we know that the ones mentioned by the minister in this regard are those that are struggling, particularly SAA.
A high-level observation would be that this is sort of tantamount to rearranging the furniture. That any way you dress it up, the collective, you know, of all state-owned enterprises is under incredible pressure. If you look at the performance of state-owned enterprises over the last 5 years, by way of example, the cost of capital sits at about 8%. You know, that's the cost of government borrowing money. And their return on assets sits at about 3%, which means successively for the last 5 years, they have destroyed capital.
Understanding what you are saying, this is unlikely to yield the results that maybe government seeks to gain.
You know, you might get some efficiencies and economies out of that, but you know, it doesn't have the, I think, the requirement. Even if it has the appearance, it doesn't have the requirement of the material restructuring that's needed. So the real remedy that's required is not to move the smaller parts into the bigger part, but to fix the bigger part. And the SAA's challenges sit in its root inefficiencies, its headcount, the craft that it's flying, the balance sheet that it sits with. It's putting the smaller businesses in there might achieve some economies, but it won't really fix the illness.
Should this even happen, do we expect some sort of opposition from maybe trade unions?
It's unlikely that that a restructuring that really has effect doesn't result in job cuts. You know, to be talking about any real restructuring that is going to have a sustained outcome that works in favor of the state and the performance of the enterprises, it's going to result in headcount loss, which is you know, that comes with all of its challenges and its harm to an already battle-bruised workforce.
Is this not too much for the new SAA board that has just been appointed to have to now mull over an issue of this nature?
If you look at how long the enterprise has been limping along, then yes, it possibly could have waited. But in the same breath, look at the extent to which the Minister of Finance's feet have put to the fire in trying to raise capital to fund these enterprises. You know, and we've seen some last-minute stuff going on.
Right.
I don't think that the state has the privilege of sort of time or too much latitude on its side. The state is rapidly out of options and needs to put in place not only an effective plan but one that has effect quickly.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Founder and CEO at Cannon Asset Management, Dr. Adrian Saville, discussing reports around the Public Enterprise Ministry's possible plans to merge some state-owned entities.